1077 The Island. Off to a...
Are you new here?
Off to a great start, pressing all the wrong buttons. 1077 The Island. Always love the Tuesdays because we got the voice for companion animals. Robin Mays is here.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love Tuesdays for this reason.
Do you? You never know what I'm bringing, right?
Currently, I can't see the animal because Laura is all over it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the photographer.
Oh, I see an ear.
Yeah, she's got some...
I see a nose. Jump up on the counter. You can do that.
Come on.
Yeah, let me see your face.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my favorite. My favorite type of breed, I think. It's a mutt?
Yeah. Pretty much. Australian Shepherd, cattle dog, something. Wicked smart.
Look at the way he looks at you.
If those ears or the eyes don't get you, nothing will.
That is the sweetest thing in the world.
Yes.
Black and white.
Black
mutt.
And white, some highlights. What is the coffee analogy on this one?
She's
macchiato.
Like caramel macchiato.
There we go. I'm going to get this one of these days.
What is this dog's name?
This dog's name is Hayden.
Hayden. Is it a boy?
This is a girl.
Hayden.
Hayden.
Is she a little older?
She is older. By her teeth and the looks of her body right now.
I wasn't talking about Laura. I was talking.
No.
She's,
let me see your teeth.
Hayden is about 7 or 8. She's got a cracked tooth up front. We're going to have the vet take a look and see what's going on. That may have to be pulled. She's a little older. Looks like she's had several litters. We never were able to find an owner. Found up running in Merritt County again. No owner. So she's hanging out with us. Vetting starts. She'll be available for adoption sooner than later.
Beautiful.
Beautiful girl.
What a
smart girl.
What a demeanor. She's just, I love the way she looks at all of us.
And I would say potty trained. I usually don't go out on a limb and say 100% potty trained because I don't want someone coming back at me if there's a little accident.
Oh, she likes
we
that.
Have not seen anything in her kennel. She come waits.
Here. Come here, Hayden.
She absolutely loves people.
Give me some Hayden love.
Dingo.
Oh,
yeah.
She's
pet.
Oh, look at her. She's scared, but she's.
She seems to be a little afraid of the man.
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Come back up. Come back up.
Yeah.
Come back up. There you go.
Oh, what a lover. Oh, God.
Voice for companion animals in Grand Island. Here, Hayden will be available for adoption in just a few days, you said?
Hopefully very soon, as soon as we can get her vetting.
You mentioned earlier might have to have a tooth pulled.
Yeah, there's
things we don't think about.
One of the front teeth and checking her out, that's a good way to tell a dog's age if we have zero history, which is like Hayden, we don't have any history on her. Is the teeth as far as are they worn down? Are they discolored? Of course, puppies and young are bright white. But hers are yellowed. One of the lower canines it looks like it's broke off, so that may be, that looks painful actually when we looked at it, so that may come out. But I'm not a vet. I don't protest to be, thank goodness.
Hayden.
But they can't tell us. Animals can't tell us their history. They can't tell us if they hurt. We just have to pay attention and kind of read. So
the demeanor of this animal is driving me crazy. I don't know if I've ever seen an animal look at us in this way, with happiness and trust.
Yeah.
Right. And she's watching everything you do to read you because she's wanting to please. So she's going to watch everything you do and make sure she doesn't upset you.
Yeah.
That's this.
It's beautiful.
This girl.
Somebody should teach my brother those qualities.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Franz Man, One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.
But, you know, when I see an animal like this, it's all animals, but this one in particular, how could anyone be cruel to animals? Look at this vulnerable, beautiful, loving beast. How could you mistreat it?
Well, we always, in historically speaking, looking back, if they are hurting an animal, they're doing something else as well.
Sure.
So they're kind of tied together. We kind of go back to the whole Michael Vick thing. He was being investigated for drug trafficking, and that's how they found the dog fighting. It wasn't the dog fighting they were after. It was the drug trafficking they were after. So one typically
leads
to
another. Who was it that said they could judge the heart of a man by the treatment of animals?
Right. It's true.
Anyway, Robin, thanks for doing what you do. This, you may have mentioned it, but I was really distracted by Hayden. Where did you acquire her?
She was found in Merritt County. The people that were able to get her said they felt that she had been running for about a month. She's pretty skinny. Looks like she's had several litters of puppies. We haven't been able to find an owner. They've been looking, we've been looking, and there's been posts out, but no owner. So officially she's now ours now. So we will get the vetting started, get her on some preventatives. We'll run a heartworm test. All that will be included in the adoption fee. She'll be spayed too.
If somebody listening, and I'm asking for myself as well, somebody listening, thinking about getting an animal for the first time, I have no idea. If I wanted Hayden today, what does it cost? Can we talk about that?
Sure, sure. Hayden, the first process we do is we have you come and visit Hayden so you can see how amazing, her and Harper both, and Red, how amazing they are. Come visit, fill out an application. We used to have a pretty long application, about 3 pages, and we condensed it down to 1. We now do conversational adoptions, which we sit and have a conversation with. What are you looking for? What will set you up for success at home for the animal and yourself? Make sure it fits into the dog fits into your lifestyle. Then, after that, we do a home visit. If we need to do a meet and greet with an animal you have at home, we'll stay with you, do the meet and greet. And her adoption fee is $200. That obviously is pet owners. We know that's not going to cover all the vetting that she's going to need. She'll have a heartworm test. She'll be spayed. She will have all of her vaccinations. Might have to have a tooth pulled. All that. We're going to do a really good bath. It looks like at some point she maybe had a flea allergy or some kind of a food allergy, but all the hair is growing back. All that will be included in the adoption fee. But the best thing I tell people is with adopting from us, you're going to get all of the volunteers behind that adoption. So if you have any questions, any concerns, you message us. We'll help you. If anything does happen, we're there for the animal, and you get us behind it. You get about 30 some volunteers
that's
standing
fantastic
behind the animal. So we want it to work as bad as you do. So those are the adopters we're looking for, those that'll understand that your dog you adopted, but if you need us, we're there.
Fantastic. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design. Designing your dream into reality for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quote, superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or their website, proteamdesign.com. Trivia question for you both. What do you call a person that likes animals more than humans?
Laura Hurley.
Laura Hurley, Robin Mays, and Fransman.
And Fransman. Okay, but
you're looking for the technical term.
I can't give you a buzzer because you're not wrong. But there is a technical term. Well, there's no Googling on this, Robin.
Oh, dang it.
We don't know.
I don't know. I didn't know there really was a technical term, except human.
Zoophilist.
Humane.
Zoophilist.
A lover of animals.
You're a zoophilist.
Can you hear this? The pronunciation.
Z-O-O-P-H-I-L-I-S-T.
Say it again.
Zoophilist.
One more time.
Zoophilist.
Lover of animals. Zoophilist. Check out Hayden in the blog section, 1077theisland.com.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.